Hey Siri, how are you doing today?
Hey, I can't complain. But enough about me. How can I help you?
Are you ready to start the podcast?
Yes.
Then let's get started. Hello and welcome to the English with Andrea podcast. I'm your English teacher, Andrea Giordano, from studywithandrea.com. I'm so glad that you have joined me today. Today, we are going to do one of the funnest activities I've ever done in class. I love this activity. It's pronunciation focused, and also it utilizes technology that we have in our hands every single day. I have told you in previous episodes that I love to use Siri and Alexa in my pronunciation classes. Siri and Alexa don't lie. If you speak clearly to them, they will understand you. Of course, there are some rare exceptions, but usually those are because someone is not speaking clearly enough. If you enunciate or say your sounds in English clearly, Siri and Alexa will understand you. And that's why I love to do the following activity. I have a list of 30 questions to ask Siri or Alexa or whoever your virtual assistant is. These 30 questions, when you ask Google or Siri or Alexa, will give you an exact result. I have tested this activity with many students in classroom situations. I have even shared this idea on the podcast. But one thing I really want to do is to give you a leg up or give you help before you try this activity. So my list of 30 questions to ask Siri is on my website, studywithandrea.com, and then just search Siri, S-I-R-I. There you will find the list of 30 questions. And for the next several minutes, I am going to pronounce each of these questions so that you can practice the pronunciation before you try these activities with Alexa or Siri. So you can repeat after me and read along on my website, studywithandrea.com, and search for Siri. So let's do this. Repeat after me as I say each of these 30 questions. What is the capital of Montana? What is the capital of Iowa? What is the capital of Sudan? Who is the president of Cameroon? How many days are there until Christmas? What is the capital of Arkansas? What is the capital of New Jersey? Where is the next Olympics? What is the capital of New Hampshire? How long is the Nile River in miles? How far is it to Chicago in miles? When do the Carolina Panthers play next? Who won the World Series? What is the square root of 123,000? 201. What is the square root of 21,609? When is Abraham Lincoln's birthday? When is Bruce Springsteen's birthday? What temperature is it in Paris right now? What is the closest restaurant to me? What time does Taco Bell open in Campbellsville, Kentucky? How is Apple stock doing today? How long is the movie Gone with the Wind from 1939? How long would it take me to walk to the post office? Who is the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers? What is 421 times 364? What is the phone number for CVS? 2 What time is it in Berlin? How windy is it outside? Who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird? There you have it. Those are 30 questions that you can ask Siri or Alexa or OK Google. Let's show you exactly what it sounds like when you do it. So I'm going to use my Siri, and Siri will respond to me about one of these questions. Hey, Siri. What is the capital of Montana?
Helena is the capital of Montana.
Hey, Siri. Who won the World Series?
The Nationals won the World Series 4-3 against the Astros. They won the last game 6-2 on October 30th, 2019.
So it's as simple as that. Practice these by repeating after me, and then get out your virtual assistant and say those questions to him or her. Now, you get bonus points from me if you can go to my website, comment on this blog, and tell me what accent did my Siri have. I always choose a Siri with an accent from a different country. Can you identify what accent that Siri had? All right, that's just for fun. So I hope you enjoy this activity. I hope this helps you improve your pronunciation. One thing I want you to really pay attention to is listening clearly. Listen closely whenever I speak. And try to pronounce everything as clearly as possible, just like I did. Activities like these will improve your pronunciation because you are using language in context, not just separate sounds. If you want more pronunciation help, I'm here to help you. I love helping people speak English clearly. You can sign up for my virtual course called Clear English Pronunciation. Just go to studywithandrea.com/speak and you can start on my course so you can speak more clearly and change your life. Well, thanks for joining me on another great episode of English with Andrea. Until next time, talk to you later, Siri.
Nice talking with you.